This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and welcome to the end of the traditional work week. It is Blue Friday, and yes, all three of you guys are dressed for it. I am not.
You told us to wear something. You are the one.
I know, but here's the deal. I spent the night at my sister's house last night.
Excuses.
Because I emceed an event at the Snoqualmie Casino last night. And because of that, I packed yesterday morning or even the night before that.
Excuses.
And I forgot. At the time, I wasn't thinking too far ahead about Friday. So now I look like a chump in here.
You look like an Eagles fan. Like,
well, this is an artist, a local artist named Henry. This is one of his, like, cool Sasquatch dudes.
Oh, from this perspective, it's a green shirt, and it looks almost like the Eagles logo.
You're correct. No, I thought she was walking in Philadelphia all day today.
And, you know, when she first walked in this morning, she goes, "Happy Green Friday." I'm like, "Who are you?" And she was eating a Philly cheesesteak sandwich. It was very weird.
But my sister lives in Renton, so I was driving in from Renton this morning, coming from the South End, and I was like, I wonder how these South End drivers drive. Is it as crazy as the North End drivers?
Oh, we're bonkers.
It is. Yeah. It's just as crazy. Everybody was going at least 70 miles an hour.
So what you were emceeing an event at the Snoqualmie Casino last night?
The Ducks Unlimited Snoqualmie Valley Chapter. Yep, the DU dinner.
What does that even mean?
So it's a conservancy group. They basically like buy up land and kind of protect these habitats, but then also hunt on those habitats. So they protect all this land, and it's kind of like almost like a membership that they're involved in. And so they raise a bunch of money to protect these lands. And there's millions of acres in the United States, Canada, Mexico that are all DU. You know, properties, basically.
Were the Duck Dynasty guys there?
You bet your ass they were.
If not, people who look like they were on the show Duck Dynasty?
Oh, absolutely.
That's awesome.
There was so much camo in the room, and I wore...
Does anyone have a camo tux?
No, there wasn't a camo tux.
How baller would that be?
But there was a lot of Ducks Unlimited gear, a lot of camo. There was a ton of like camping gear they auctioned off. It was a blast, but I stayed up way too late. I am not representing our Seattle Seahawks today.
I don't know if you can remember, but offhand, what was the thing that got the most money? I'm always fascinated by auctions and like what are the things that like get people wanting to like open up their wallet and just like say, "Here, take all my money."
I think there were a few fishing trips. Like there was one out of La Push, Fanatic. I think they're called Fanatic Fishing. Mm-hmm. Shout out to those guys. They take you halibut fishing, and it was like for you and three friends or something. Go out, and they ended up doubling or maybe even tripling. So they sold like three packages for halibut fishing.
I always love those when it's like all of a sudden this thing is like they got a bidding war, and they're like, "You know what? F it. We could give another one to who the second highest bidder was."
Oh yeah, the fishing guides were there, and they're like, "Let's go!" And then at the end. I'm like,
are you doing? Are you the auctioneer?
I was the MC.
Okay.
The auctioneer was Mike, and he was awesome. We had a blast.
Mike from the men's room?
Not that Mike, but different Mike, but same auction group. See, he knows Mike. The Mikes are friends. So although I'm not representing the Seattle Seahawks today, sadly, I will be raising my freak flag all the way to the sky. Is that, does that redeem me a little bit?
Go Hawks. I'm going to see you in the morning.
It's the morning. Freaky. Yeah.
Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And all right, I'm going to throw out a question. I'm actually going to play a piece of audio. And I feel like, Taryn, you'll know what it's about. But I don't know if Danny and Sarah are going to know. So I kind of want to see if there's like a big discrepancy amongst generations. So today's a very special day. I'll play the audio and you have to guess what today's day is. Okay? You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. All right. Do you guys know what that is?
I have no idea.
Was that Scooby-Doo?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea where that's from, though.
T-Dog, do you know?
Is that the Kool-Aid man busting through the wall?
Oh, yeah. Here comes Kool-Aid. Here comes Kool-Aid. Gonna save the day.
Brand soft drink mix.
Talking about a banger right there.
This commercial just sounds old.
I know, right? That voice? Hell yeah. It's like Kool-Aid Man was not only drinking very sugary drinks, but he was sucking down at least a pack or two of Marb Reds.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Here comes Kool-Aid. Here comes Kool-Aid. Gonna save the day.
Gave you ground throat cancer. Oh, yeah.
He does not sound like that anymore. He sounds a little manlier.
No, I think he died from the... No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
wow. Oh, boy. Well, maybe the guy who voiced it. I don't know. This got weird. Took a weird turn.
I did.
Hey, and also real quick, want to give a quick shout out to our friend Penelope Rose. You know, she's called in on our show before. Our OnlyFans model friend. I met her yesterday for the first time.
We're only friends with one OnlyFans model, and it's her.
It's Penelope Rose. And I met her in the strangest way possible. I was going to get my oil changed. That doesn't sound right. What I'm talking about. Yeah. At Kia Puyallup. All of a sudden... I must have fallen asleep while I was editing a video because all of a sudden I open up my eyes and there's this really attractive girl going, are you Steve Migs? And I'm like, where am I? What is going on? She's like, I'm Penelope, the OnlyFans model. I'm like, oh, hey, nice to meet you. Sorry I was sleeping and drooling right before you walked up to me.
It was like a dream came to life.
Probably not the first guy drooling when they they meet her, but for different reasons, there I was. And I was like, this was very awkward, but it was nice to meet her.
Nice.
Yeah, but got a good nap in.
Well, that's also nice.
When I woke up, what did I say? I said this.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I did not say oh, yeah to the Seattle Mariners. Ooh. I might be done. I'm very angry.
There's so much baseball left to play.
I know.
Miss?
We keep saying that. There's like 40-something games left. Then there'll be like 20-something games left. Then there'll be maybe 10 games left. Then there'll be a little glimmer of hope. But these Seattle Mariners continue to disappoint us and waste another great pitching performance. We lost 2-1. How about we were up 1-0 at one point? And it was because they walked in our runners. Like they walked the bases loaded, walked in one of our runners. We couldn't even get hits. We had one hit yesterday. It was that bad. Ended up losing 2-1 to the Detroit Tigers. Oh, man, I don't know. Something's got to change. I know that they're still in a playoff hunt, and getting rid of your manager might seem like a crazy idea, but at what point are we just going to be done with this? This is so frustrating. You have too good of the pitching staff is too damn good to be blowing this.
Letting us down.
100%.
Well, this made me a little bit sad, speaking of being let down. Five people were arrested in the ketamine-fueled death of Matthew Perry. It was Matthew's live-in assistant and acquaintance, someone that they called the ketamine queen.
Jeez.
Two doctors, one of whom called him a moron. The doctors had been discussing Matthew's desire for ketamine in a text exchange together last September. This was 1 month before he ended up dying. One doctor said to the other, quote, I wonder how much this moron will pay. Let's find out, end quote. And at one point, the ketamine queen Googled, can ketamine be listed as a cause of death?
I don't even know what to say to something like that. This is just awful to hear that story and just everything. I mean, it just really took advantage of a guy who was struggling.
For sure.
And to hear this, I hope they throw the book at these people.
Absolutely.
That's just awful. Awful news. As far as weather, 75 degrees, going to be cloudy today. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Have you ever been pulled up on stage to sing or perform with a band?
Well, yeah.
Are you going to brag about drumming for Stone Temple Pilots?
Am I going to brag about drumming with Stone Temple? No, I would never do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I am, actually. It was pretty freaking cool. Granted, it wasn't random. Like, those moments are always the best when you see somebody randomly pulled up on stage.
For sure. 206-803-ROCK. If you have ever been pulled up on stage to sing or perform with a band, please give us a call. And this just happened to a fan, but that fan started singing the wrong song. You're going to hear how it sounded at 620.
Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At a recent Blink-182 concert, a fan made an attempt to sing First Date up on stage with the band. And this went viral because she started singing the wrong song. She started singing All the Small Things instead.
I mean, all their songs sound the same.
Wow.
I'm kidding. It's like one of my top listened to bands when I check those stats on like Apple Music.
Oh, totally. Well, check out how it sounded.
Oh, no. I love it. That finally, she just kind of pointed her microphone at Mark, like, I can't do this. And the rest of the crowd thankfully picked it up for her. The highlight of the entire thing, you have to go find the video of this, because the highlight of the entire thing is Tom DeLonge.
Oh, for sure.
Because Tom is not really putting on a poker face. He is straight up, he had to walk away from her, and then somebody thankfully had fan footage from a different angle, because you don't see Tom then. You just see him kind of like, it looks like, oh, he's just doing rock star stuff going off. The other fan footage shows he is just straight up laughing. Oh, he's just like, he recognizes just how absurd this is. Oh, Tom. Tom's so great.
You gotta love him.
This does give me PTSD, though, from the time that I actually tried learning a Wyatt Only and the Wreckage song.
Uh-oh.
And then they pulled me up on stage to sing the song.
Okay.
And my brain went completely blank.
And you couldn't do it?
Nope. I literally was, and Wyatt was looking at me like, bro, we went over this. Like, I practiced the words. I knew that song like the back of my hand. And then we got up there, and I just had to fake it. And poor Wyatt saved my ass, but it was really embarrassing.
Oh, yeah.
This was at Tony V's in front of, like, a good amount of people. And I literally wanted to crawl
home. It's still not an arena with Blake 182, though, thankfully. Could you imagine? You know who has the most... I love this story. My buddy Jeff told me this story, and I always thought it was the smartest thing and it's the most brilliant thing that a lead singer could do to avoid something like this happen. It's Sammy Hagar. When he goes to, like, what is it? Where's that place? Cabo?
Cabo.
Right?
Yeah.
So he'll do his shows there, and he brings up a bunch of people up on stage to watch. Like, he's just, basically, Sammy Hagar just wants to party with everybody. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's so awesome about him. It's like, you don't have to be just a hot chick to go hang out on side stage with Sammy Hagar. Dudes, chicks, everybody's up there on the side having a blast. But apparently, his roadie or his handler tells everybody on the side stage, like, hey, yeah, have a great time. If Sammy comes near you, chances are he's going to take the microphone and put it right in your face to sing along. If you don't know the words, snap your fingers while you're singing. That'll be his cue to know not to say, hey, sing the song with me.
K, Can we tell everybody to do that so that we avoid this in the future? That poor girl.
So, I mean, they brought her on stage. She had, I mean, that's on her.
Oh, no.
But I want to go to a Sammy Hagar show in Cabo and just be on the side of the stage to watch how many people are snapping their fingers. Because it's kind of like, could you imagine watching the show? You're like, why is everybody on the side of the stage just snapping their fingers? But that's kind of like the cue to Sammy to be like, hey, don't ask them to sing the song. They don't know the words.
That's really smart and also very kind so that people don't end up being completely embarrassed.
And also, you know that had to have happened so many times where he's like, we have to figure out a way. Sammy, you can't keep asking people to sing your songs. They don't know it.
That's very
And then they're like, you know what? We need to figure something out so that way you can still have those moments and not have the embarrassing moments.
Another idea for him. You just have that person bring like a shot of tray of shots of tequila of his Cabo Wabo, and if you don't know the song, you just take a shot instead.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to get wasted. I would be wasted. I don't know any words to any. Even my favorite bands. Like if Pearl Jam brought me on stage and asked me to sing, I'd be like, I'll do Yellow Ledbetter because that's just a bunch of mumbling.
Wait, can you give us a couple bars?
No.
One bar.
I'd just be like going up there going.
And people would be like,
No, they'd be like, get this guy off the stage.
Wouldn't you go up there anyway, though? Like, no matter what song it was, if they offered you to come on stage and sing with them, wouldn't you do it?
Yes.
Yes.
For the story alone, even if I know I'm going to fail miserably, I know in the back of my head, if this goes well, this is a great story. If this goes terrible, this is an even better story.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, I feel like that girl, if I were her, I'd be like, oh, I'm totally singing the wrong song. Like, just admit it. Be like, oh, but I'm on stage with Blink-182. This is awesome. You know?
I think at one point you just got to yell in the mic, I don't know the words, but I love Blink-182.
Exactly, yeah.
And then throw the mic into the crowd and stage dive.
Yeah.
And then no one catches you.
And then sue the band.
Yes. Get rich.
Rockaholics, go ahead and download the Odyssey app and start listening to KISW. When you are logged in and rocking out with us, you have a shot at winning your share of $100,000. And you can get more info on the contest over at KISW.com. Quick show of hands out there. How would you like to win tickets to see Falling in Reverse? Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. And we swear this will be the easiest way to win these tickets, as all you are going to have to do is guess which member of the Daily Mig Show is the spiciest and which one is the most vanilla.
Ooh.
Mm. Call in now, 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after AC/DC.
Yes, the Daily Mig Show.
This week, we stumbled upon a website called the Kink Orientation Scale, and it tells you how far out of the norm your preferred sexual practices fall.
Right.
Curiosity was piqued.
So we're like, we have to take the test. But the test was like 70-something questions. It took us like a good chunk of time yesterday afternoon.
We were very into it. It evaluates your identity, your practices, your paraphernalia, community involvement. I love that, community involvement, and sexual communication. So we all decided to answer this giant, long questionnaire to see who on the Daily Mig Show is the kinkiest.
It's so nice you got AC/DC to record that for us.
They had a lot of free time. Yeah. They didn't know what else to do. So they're like, you know what? Screw it. Here you go.
So we have four rockaholics on the phone, and each will pick a member of the show. And if that person that they are paired up with turns out to be the kinkiest, they're going to win tickets to see. Ooh.
Okay, enough singing there, buddy.
They will win tickets to see Falling in Reverse at White River Amphitheater coming up August 22nd.
All right.
So let's meet our competitors. We have Alan in Seattle.
Hey, guys.
So what's up, Alan? If you had to pick one member of this show that you believe to be the kinkiest, who are you picking?
Probably Danny. Yeah.
You going with Danny?
All right.
All right.
What's up, my boy?
All right, Alan gets...
Alan's about to get spanked by Danny.
Yeah,
he is. All right, Alan so gets you picked Danny.
Danny is the kinkiest according to Alan.
Now, Mark in Puyallup. Danny is off the board, so who are you picking besides Danny that you think is the kinkiest?
Well,
I'm going to go with Sarah.
Sarah.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I thought she was going to be the number one pick.
I thought she was going to be first round draft pick, too.
But definitely this kind of, Danny and Sarah are kind of my one and two.
Okay. All right, now we're going to talk to Kelly in Centralia. Kelly, Danny and Sarah have been picked. Who are you going with?
I'm going to go with Taryn.
Okay. Yeah!
Kelly, I would have said you're the dumbest person if you picked me. I thought I knew for a, I'm willing to put all the money on the fact that I'm the least kinky on this show.
So we got to congratulate Connor, who is on i5. Connor, you are stuck with Steve Miggs. He's your kinkiest pick.
Oh, don't fail me.
Connor, I mean, if you just want to hang up and just be gone with your day, I totally understand. But you know what? I appreciate the blind faith that you have in me.
So let's see how we all scored. And I think, let's see, I'm pulling my stats up right here.
Okay. Danny, I'm getting my money's worth.
I see that.
I say we start, since Danny was picked first, we find out what his score is. So the way that this website worked is that they tell you what percentage you are of being a dom. Dominic, I'm assuming, is that what it
Dominic,
is?
Dominic, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the donkey, Dominic. Yeah.
And the donkey.
And what percentage you are of being a sub, so I guess someone who subscribes to things.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Just making sure I'm down with the lingo.
Oh, my God.
And so we'll add up those two percentages to find out who is the most kinky.
I'm so nervous.
My score was 80.
80.
Ooh. Yeah.
So break it down.
It was 59%. Oh, I just had it pulled up. Let's see. Wait, where is
That's
that?
Why he's the kinkiest.
Yeah. It was 59% dom, 21% sub.
And did it give you a overall you are a blank?
It says my favorite kink is restraint. Overall, you are a dominant.
Mr. Dominant.
Okay, I'll say what... You know, I know what you're talking about when it's saying what you are.
Yeah,
what category it puts you into.
So he's a dominant.
Yeah.
You know, okay, well, we'll get to it.
We'll get in the weeds. Let's All right, Sarah, since you were pick number two.
My total was 79.
Oh!
Right below Danny.
Damn, Danny, you're 1% more kinky.
Yeah, I am.
Yes. I have a 36% dom, 43% sub, and
overall.
Overall, and my kind of kink I enjoy is sensation.
Ooh. Oh.
Ooh.
But what's the first sentence? It says, overall, you are a blank.
Overall, you are a switch.
Ooh.
Sarah, switchy Sarah.
Switch. I like both. Yeah. I like to tie you up, but you can tie me up too.
All right.
All right, T-Dog, Taryn Daly.
My total score.
So far we have 80% with Danny. Mm-hmm. So right now, Alan's in the lead. And then in second place would be Sarah with 79%.
I have a total of 117.
What?
Oh what?
What just happened? I was not expecting that.
I knew you and Brad are wild. I knew it.
You are wilder than we thought.
I didn't even know you could get more than 100.
I thought for sure it was going to be Sarah, Danny, then me. Okay, so I'm 57% dom, 65% sub. But it says that the kink I enjoy most is restraint, but overall you are a vanilla. What does that even mean?
What? That makes no sense because, well, it listed me as a vanilla as well, shockingly.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
Do you guys want to know what my overall score was?
Oh, my God. Yes. Wait, no, I added the wrong things.
Oh, my God.
Karen, how hard is this? Why are you killing this?
I was looking at the wrong thing. Okay, hold on.
Well, that's a you problem, not a me problem.
I'm a 55.
Oh,
I'm a 55.
55%?
Yeah, but I was adding two different percentage points that were down below. I screwed up. 25% dom, 30% sub.
Oh, you are way less exciting than I thought.
I know, I was...
I'm disappointed in you now.
Taryn, this wasn't hard.
I was reading the wrong screenshot, you guys.
Okay.
Well, please tell me.
That's why I was confused. I'm like, it says I'm vanilla, but...
Okay. All right, well, we'll just come on about this. Let's. Any guesses on where I'm at?
Ooh.
I think you're... In your 30s.
30s.
Yeah, I'm going to go 20s.
20s.
I'll say 40s.
40s. You're all wrong.
No, Steve.
Is it less than that?
And honestly, I feel like I was almost picking things just because I felt like I was going to hit zero on everything.
No.
I'm at 12% combined.
Oh, my God.
8% dom,
5% sub. Overall, I am, yes, a vanilla.
Well, we're both vanilla.
Yes. High five to Team Vanilla.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, if I didn't, like, kind of fudge a couple, I'm like, yeah, you know, I don't mind if I'm being tied up, I guess. I have no problem if I had to tie somebody up. I really had no interest in any of these things.
None of them?
No.
Also, the fact that it didn't have zero as an option.
And I'm not here to kink shame anybody. I congratulations, Danny. And also, congratulations, Alan. We should pull up Alan and tell him, Alan, you just won the following reverse tickets.
Thanks, Steve.
Anytime.
By 1%, Danny. I am 1% wild. Less kinky than you.
You're welcome.
Dang it.
And so, Danny. I knew it was you, Danny.
Knew it all along.
I appreciate that.
Emo night.
Yeah.
We're going to get kinky at emo night.
Yeah, we are.
Oh. Are we going to get kinky at Beat Migs this morning?
I mean, I'll try not to choke it.
You don't like that.
Well,
you're absolutely right. I gave that 1 star.
Let's just remind everyone that you have a record of 226 wins, 69 losses, and 36 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.